To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past. And here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future.
We call it Epcot, Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. And Epcot will always be a showcase to the world.
Hello and welcome to the Disney Adventurers Podcast, the podcast that follows two former cast members on their adventures around the Disney parks. I am your host, Jason, alongside my beautiful co-host and wife,
Victoria. Hello.
And it is good to be back with you all today for this episode. We are recording this intro in our mobile studio, aka the car.
On the way home.
And we have a very special episode for you today. We're going to be going on a brand new ride. But before we get into that, I guess we'll cover any news for us, which I guess the only thing is that we'll be, on hiatus again for the next couple of weeks as we're going out of town to visit Victoria's parents up in New York. So we'll see you all for another episode in probably 2 weeks from now or so. So we will see you then, but with that out of the way, let's go ahead and get into today's show.
In this episode, we're gonna go to the brand new land, the Galaxy's Edge.
To the planet of Batu!
I'm actually really excited because even though this is not news for everyone else, it's news for us. This is the first time that we actually have the opportunity to go there, and I'm actually really excited.
Yeah, it was only about a week ago, and it was really, really fun to go there.
We actually woke up at like 6:15, so technically 99% of the people were already there. So by the time that we actually checked our channel, like Twitter and everything, we like follow our social media, it said that there was no longer boarding passes to go
on the brand new Rise of the Resistance attraction, which is what we were trying to shoot for. Is that,
yeah, well, we ended up getting there approximately at like 7:10,
like pretty much right at opening.
Yeah. Yeah, and we actually successfully were able to get a pass for the 119 boarding pass, which
they ended up only giving out 123 that day, so we barely squeezed in there.
But we made it. And that's the thing, that day, we probably started boarding around 6. Like, it actually wasn't that late, approximately how that other days were showing up. And I was amazing.
Yeah, it was a fantastic ride. And we also did spend a little bit of additional time in Galaxy's Edge, kind of exploring the land. We did end up hitting up the, I can't think of the name of the bar there. It's like Uga's Cantina or something like that.
Who knows, but that one. You know which one we're talking about.
Yeah, and it was such a cool experience. I really had a good time. We ended up sharing a beer because everything there was so expensive, but it wasn't too bad for sharing one, and I thought it was worthwhile for the experience of it, for sure.
Yeah, I liked it. So I hope you enjoy it.
So, yeah, you'll be joining us as we walk towards the entrance of the Rise of the Resistance attraction. You'll join us in line and on the ride, and that's pretty much what today's episode is going to be, so enjoy.
So be patient, because it might be a little bit of a wait.
Definitely. Enjoy, everybody.
in Galaxy's Edge, about to ride Rise of the Resistance.
I mean, our boarding pass was just called.
It was just called, so we're about to get in line. I think we're going to need our park tickets, if I had to guess. 119.
Hey guys, have your Magic
Mancer
ticket out.
Have your Magic Mancer ticket.
You're gonna need your ticket out.
Hi, Stacey. Data Mancer card.
Oh yeah, I got it.
There you go. Welcome, recruits.
Thanks. There we go. Yep, and then here's the...
And there goes Star 62.
All right, so...
Adjusting perimeter tracking. All personnel adjust comms. Watch for false damage.
119 or lower.
You go.
We're not 119, so...
Yeah. I already love this queue. This queue is kind of like relaxing.
I mean, you're gonna wait a while, so they need to do something to help.
It's also like kind of funny because it's way different than anything else in the land or in the like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge thing, because it's all like waterfalls, nature, that kind of thing. So it's, I'm guessing it's probably to make it look like it is more of like a hidden base out in the middle of nowhere on this particular planet as opposed to in the big city. If I had to guess. But that's just a theory. So. I wonder when they're gonna switch this to just normal, like standby and.
I don't think they will.
At any point.
Because where can you handle that amount of people coming at exactly?
Right. I guess I'd have to see how long the queue is, and I'd be curious at, like, if at some point, once other new rides, like in a few years, do they still have to use boarding passes?
You need a pee?
I just think they need to like. Like straight it out, like if like 50 boarding passes in the morning, 50 at like 8, like and then 50 at like 12, like.
Yeah.
Hey, Brett, did you know?
Is that steaming or did somebody throw their food at the wall?
Steaming.
Oh, it's steaming, okay. Someone can mistake it for food being thrown at the wall. It's steaming. All right.
Yeah, I see it already. Yeah. You're safe. Touch it.
Strange.
I doing this to my back. It feels so good.
You need me to do that to your back? Or are you doing it to your... Still seems to be moving pretty decently.
But I just wondered how long the queue is.
Yeah, that's what the other thing I wonder.
Guys open like. I mean, I did screenshot the trend that we got on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Just to have an idea.
You're like, I'm going to have the exact thing. And then once you actually get to the not waiting in line part, it's a 15-minute ride experience. Oh, and they have more queue up there. So I think the way this queue is laid out, it almost seems as though they're planning on it not having boarding passes at some point. Like, it might not be anytime soon, but like far, far in the future.
Far, far away.
Exactly. Yeah, the right idea. Oh, plus this is a separate queue.
I guess you could jump here.
Which would be like a fast pass kind of entrance. Which would make sense then. That'd be interesting though.
Yeah, I don't.
I am interested.
I don't see anyone.
I am intrigued.
No.
This is wild, though.
I'm excited.
I am, too. I mean, hopefully it's not overhyped, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm waiting for you to get off of this and be like, yep, better than Avatar. What? No. Yeah. I want you to walk off this and be like, yep, this is better than Avatar.
I want to crack my back.
So I want to crack your back, yes. Yep. Is that better?
Yeah.
All right.
I have like a lower back. But it's just really sore.
When and if you ever go back in.
Got it. I figure I get a bunch so that we can post stuff on the Instagram. That one's blurry. That one's good. Also good. This is gonna be wild. You never know what you'll end up eating.
Yeah.
fares are varying based on day. Or is it just like maybe once they finish all the boarding groups, they just open it up to standby?
Still there.
but it's flowing into me. That's all right. And it used 10% of my battery trying to get the thing to scan. Oh, yeah. So I think, oh, yeah, I already had closed that. Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, in theory, it would be cool. I'm sure it is cool, but... No, not when my phone battery is this bad. Looking forward to new phones next fall. I'm even going as far as to shut it off entirely, because when it overheats like that, it still drops. It drops another 5% sitting off in my pocket. Yeah. So when I literally closed all the apps and then turned the screen off and put it in my pocket, it dropped another 5% when I just checked again. I was like, okay then. Because see, it overheated. my phone's not meant to handle this kind of pressure. There's plenty of things to interact with though, if you have a phone whose battery didn't suck, because you got one there. So that's pretty cool. Alright, any more pictures we gotta take on here? Do we roll in the next room? Are you tired now? You're always tired though, so I never know when it's legitimately tired or just. You're just like.
No, like my legs are tired.
Gotcha.
Am I sleeping? No, if I'm like that, would I go to bed? Yes, but
that's all the time.
Today's scam was wonderful because I think after like 40 minutes, I was ready to wake up, and then I was like, oh, we still have another hour, so I went back to bed.
Where's your phone?
So I guess we're here. It's that guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I might do this one. That's the ticket. Because then if you brighten the foreground, you got some of the details in the queue in it. Thank you. Oh, okay. I feel like I just don't want to keep having to get that. Cool. We traded phones for a while. I have the masculine case. And you have the other case. Yeah.
Forever.
Oh, there you go. It's a hallway.
It was 25.
Sorry, I meant 24.
Yeah, this is cool. Oh, why is it on flash again?
The lady turned it off.
The walls are closing in.
I thought I just turned it off. Oh, no, it's not mine. That's better. I was hoping there'd be more detail you could zoom in on the walls that you like. Oh, yeah.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I tried to cut off the egg there.
Let's use the portal.
Sam, because you had to live with this all day.
It's working!
Yeah, that's pretty good. of the flash thing was throwing me off. See, now that one, if you brighten up the foreground a little bit, and then you get the detail of that. All right. We're coming to another large room.
Well.
Oh, good. We're finally getting closer to the base. You can tell, instead of it being like suitcases and stuff, it's like blasters. I want a blaster. I think it'd be cool to have a lightsaber, but at the same time, I know I'm not coordinated enough.
What would you do with it?
This. That's what I would use.
Case?
Yeah, the guns. Give me a blaster any day.
Yeah.
Are we almost to the hologram room? I at least know there's supposed to be one.
Okay,
right. Are we there?
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? No. Oh, this one's colder. Oh, now you're getting like flight suits and stuff.
Look at the fighter suit, right?
Oh, of these? Yeah. Oh, of me? Yeah. I think it turned out all right. Steal yours?
Alright, man.
Trademarks, Victoria?
Yeah, it's like here and like the leg. That's already
yours. That's already you.
Every time.
Oh, that's nice. I will say, it kind of gives you the illusion of more movement and stuff to take in when it's all a bunch of smaller rooms of cube. Because there's plenty to look at in this room. And you don't really have that much time to take in all of the details. And same with any of the other maps. It's not awful, is my point. Episode, what, 7? Yeah. So in the original movies, it made sense, because you had... No.
Single rider, folks!
No.
Oh, yeah. So, like, in the original ones... Single rider coming through.
This one is
Oh, but anyway, I was saying, so in the first six films, the Empire had a lot of money because they were the Empire, obviously. Whereas the Rebels had all like crappy stuff because they wouldn't have as much money from like taxes and stuff like that. So in this new film, when there's a Republic that supports the Resistance, how on earth do you have such a well-funded First Order? Oh, two.
Hyperdrive also.
Transport takeoff in 20 seconds.
Piper, drive me ninja. I need that right if you.
Good. Airspeed sensor?
If you.
Thank you, Nina. Black Leader, are you and your team ready?
Affirmative. Engines are hot. Red 2, Blue 5, report. Red 2, check.
Blue 5, standing by.
Engage repulsors and hold on, recruits. More ships. Launch. Lieutenant Beck, as you heard from Ray, I have been tasked with getting you to Bakara.
Red 2, Blue 5, keep it tight now. Let's get ready to make that jump to light speed on my mark.
What do you think, huh?
Black Leader, we're picking up an unusual signal. Are you spotting anything?
Yeah, I see it. We'll check it out. BB-8, what do you got?
There appear to be a number of small craft heading our way. Raise the shields.
work right now, though. Silver. Silver. This is us.
Ben, we have the recruits.
Wait, you're still here? I was coming back with an attack force. Get to the escape pods now. Lieutenant Beck, we need to find him a way.
Recontos, para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con su cinturón de seguridad bien ajustado. Mantengan las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del transporte y supervisen a sus niños.
To return you to Batu. Hurry and don't get caught. Lieutenant Beck will guide you.
Recruits, for your safety, stay seated with seatbelts securely fastened. Keep hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the transport and supervise your children.
What the?
Tell them it's a prisoner transfer. Did it work? Good. Now get a move on. There's a clear path to the turbo lifts at the end of the hallway. Turn right. A probe droid. You're lucky it didn't spot you. Take those turbo lifts and stay out of trouble.
Hey, you're not authorized. Wait, it's going to the prisoners.
Your cover is blown. Find an alternate route. Pick these two droids anyway.
There they are! Fire!
They have the recruits! The escape pods just follow us! Take those down! Hurry! Hurry! Another way down to the escape pods.
The resistance will attempt to rescue the prisoners.
They have neither the resources nor the courage to engage us.
You underestimate their conviction. Raise the shields!
Shields? I see no evidence.
Now!
Found the alarm! All personnel to their stations!
Now,
the
prisoners have escaped!
How brave, but ultimately hopeless. There's nowhere to run!
Resistance.
off target. Ground crews will meet you outside the wreck.
That's awesome.
All right, nice job, recruits. Not what you signed on for, but hey, you're resistance now. I think I have that authority. Right, Beck? Where's the lieutenant? I need eyes on Beck. Line up, scan for his pod beacon.
More escape pods down in Sector 4. Verification pending from Key Command personnel.
Where's the lieutenant? I need eyes on Beck.
We're tracking Beck's pod at the wreckage, sir. It's...
Lieutenant Beck here.
Beck! You're alive.
I should hope so. Great job, recruits. Thanks to your heroism, the location of the Resistance base is secure. Bravo! Yes, R5, you too.
That is the best ride. Yeah. Oh, man.
Even with, like, what? Like, maybe, like, a 20-minute delayed ride with the...
Oh, yeah. Even with the delay in the queue, it's still amazing.
Okay, so it's 7:40. We got... the queue.
So what was...
Well, I hope you all enjoyed the audio from today's ride through of Rise of the Resistance as much as we enjoyed riding it.
How awesome that was!
Yeah, hopefully hopefully it came through as well in the audio as it does in person. If you haven't already been there, it's definitely worth making sure you get to the park right at 7. They switched the way they do boarding groups now, so the second that you hit 7 o'clock and the park is open, make sure that you're in the park, pull up the Disney World app and try to get yourself a boarding pass. They are not going out early like they had been before. So if you are coming to Disney World and you want to make sure you get on it, just make sure you get to Hollywood Studios right at 7 so that you don't miss out. It's definitely worth it.
Have fun.
So that'll pretty much wrap up today's show. Be sure to check us out over on the Instagram. We are at Adventures Podcast. And that's pretty much it for us today. We hope you enjoyed the episode as always, and we will see you all next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating days.